And then began stage five of the divine life lived on earth by a human, in a human form. And this is what we call the new life. And that is, and that that Don just read from the poster over there is the motto or the doctrine of the new life. It was a life of helplessness and hopelessness in which Baba stepped down from his divine authority entirely and literally became, not just acted, but became an ordinary human being, as helpless and as hopeless as you and I, except that he was except that he was still completely aware of what he was doing and what he was doing it for. But he lived the life of an ordinary man in that he did not use any of his divine authority, the infinite, any of his infinite knowledge or his infinite power. He did not exercise any of the divine attributes. He exercised the attributes of being an ordinary man living on earth, as all other ordinary men have to live. And I think this is perhaps the most radical and revolutionary thing that has ever occurred in a divine human being. And I think that that's why Baba named it, called it the new life, that it really was something new introduced into the world that had never been introduced into the world in just that way before. These 3 years that Baba lived and traveled aimlessly and helplessly and hopelessly with a handful of companions who no longer were allowed to consider themselves disciples of his, and he did not allow them to consider him the master or God or the divine beloved. They had to relate to him as their companion and their elder brother. But they still had to obey him implicitly. You'd never get out of that aspect about obedience. And this was of universal importance. I'm sure that we will never fully grasp the significance and the extent of the importance of this new life phase that Baba went through. And I call that stage five in the life of God on earth as a man. In this phase, this is the most dramatic, because in this phase five, as I see it, as I understand it from having studied it, trying to understand it, God Almighty has literally accomplished the miracle of becoming an ordinary man living on earth. And one who lives the life of it's God himself come down as an ordinary man to live a life of the seeker of God. It's the most amazing thing that every time I stop and just start to try to think about it, it blows my mind. To try to imagine that God would manifest himself into a human form so completely that human being in his perfect and infinite humility, would live the life of an ordinary man who would seek no homage, seek no honors, neither covet homage nor shun disgrace. This is an aspect of the life of God which is absolutely miraculous and amazing. And in that work, Mayabhava took himself